I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Meteorologists expect more rain in Pakistan this week, posing a new threat to nearly 670,000 people left homeless by seasonal floods. Pakistan received nearly 200% more rain than average this summer. Flooding has killed over 1,000 so far, washing away homes, farmland, and livestock. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries.
It's not stopping our partners. In fact, we got pictures and video, et cetera, of our partners actually in the studio working on the audio portion of the Urdu project.
Together with FMI, Keys for Kids is helping church planters in Pakistan reach entire families for Christ. Through the Urdu project, they're equipping church planters.
Solar-powered audio MP3 players that are going to have the Bible and Keys for Kids stories on them to help disciple and lead people to Jesus in Pakistan.
And AMG International is celebrating 26 years of ministry in Uganda. The COVID-19 pandemic prevented a large celebration last year for the 25th anniversary, but the ministry celebrated this year with about 1,000 guests. Brian Dennett of AMG.
And what began really as one couple's dream from Uganda, a local pastor and his wife, Ruben and Florence Musimi, they had just a deep desire to reach particularly young people with the gospel through education and then through healthcare.
Today, AMG has 8 child development centers in Uganda, along with 2 schools and a university-led nursing campus. As AMG-trained nurses go out, they not only heal people's wounds, they also share the story of Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.